This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's hour number three of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Let's talk some NFL. One thing we've learned about each team after week one of the preseason. What have you learned about the Cowboys at 877-881-1053? General at your service, at ease. There's Brian Broaddus. Lucius Alexander's in the Pimp Cup. Woolchuck and Chiafalo. Carter Freeman's coordinating your video. And along with you, we are the G-Bag Nation. Would love it if you would leave your name and city you're texting from. On what you learned about the Cowboys. One thing I've learned is there's still a lot of CeeDee Lamb haters out there. I said I think he's the most underrated Cowboy right now, and I think if you gave him a good play caller, he'd be amongst the top 10 wide receivers, maybe top 5. And this hater over here on text, basically gave me an LMAO. Here we go. Lamb's a top 10 wide receiver. You're a homer and a clown, says the 214. Well, it just so happens I looked up the top 10 wide receivers by reception yards, receiving yards. CeeDee Lamb is 59 yards away, okay? So I guess, you know, if you're 59 yards away from being in the top 10 at your position, I guess that makes me a clown, 214. I guess that's what that is. But
that's the second clown call out of the show, right? Didn't we have the George Pickens clown
Broaddus
show?
Was a clown. No, it's the third. I mean, you and I were called a clown.
A lot of clowning
as well.
Going on.
I mean,
we're
we got called frat boys.
Yeah, I guess because we enjoy fun, we're frat boys, even though neither of us were in a frat.
Yeah, Daniel in 40 says Dak will not be in the top 100. Are you buying that? Dak's not going to be in this top 50?
100% going to be in the top 50. You weren't an MVP favorite.
Yeah,
for half a season.
Yeah, him and Kyler Murray both at that time.
Well,
right?
Kyler was just in the 50s, right? So no, Dak's probably going to be in the 40s, I would guess.
Mm-hmm. If I was doing the list, there's no way Dak could be outside like my top 40. I think for all players, probably top 25. But I don't know. Like once you start getting hurt and you struggle, man, he put up some numbers last year. I mean, if I was Dak and listening to all this criticism, I'd be like, man, my best statistical year, and this is what I get. But I think what more people remember now and that he's fighting against is the situational football against good teams when you need it. You know, and there were multiple moments. It wasn't just that 49ers game. Multiple moments over the last 2 months where they needed a drive to win the game or to keep it alive, and we just couldn't make it happen.
That's fair. And that was one thing I think we felt good about Dak early in his career was he could stink for three quarters. Yeah. But in the fourth, Dak found a way to get it done. That has somewhat gone away here recently. It's been a while since we've gotten a Dak game-winning drive. And I do think some people are, you know, the Dak haters now, that used to kind of be for us that are Dak supporters.
Yeah.
That would be the one fallback we'd have. Well, how about the game-winning drives? He's up there amongst the leaders in the NFL. Over the last couple of years, we don't really have that to fall back on.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, I see a lot of people making the case that the Cowboys are kind of setting Dak up to fail. I think it was David Hellman on Fox Sports yesterday.
Yeah, sure was.
And I don't think they're setting him up to fail. I think they're giving him a more normal offense. That's what you get in the NFL. Like CeeDee and Gallup and Schultz, Tony Pollard and Zeke, two Hall of Fame linemen, and then three guys struggling to make a career. That's normal. You know, he's taken out of the perfect incubator for making an all-pro quarterback, which was like his first year in the NFL, and gradually every year the line's gotten a little bit worse, and now you're having a little bit of fall off at wide receiver. But when I look at his protection and weapons, I see something around average. And certainly that's not something that Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady would win the Super Bowl with. But like the standard for great quarterbacks is they take a group like this and they do go on game-winning drives and they keep you in the playoffs. So, you know, we'll see. I think this year is that year, that opportunity for Dak Prescott to say, shut up, haters. You have given me average supporting cast, and I'm going to keep this team in the playoffs. And if he does that, I think a lot of his critics will have to eat some crow.
Well, and at least when it comes to the winning side of things, they are helping him out with giving him a really awesome defense. And so I understand where offensively there has been some talent that's walked out of the building. You're looking around going, okay, this looks considerably worse on paper than what we've been accustomed to over the last few years. But at least defensively, they're saying, like, we've given you a great defense. So now I don't know how much you can say, like, they're propping them up with their coaching and other intangible sort of things, but like they are giving him a defense.
They are. Yeah, that's right. And that is a big help, you know, especially because it's not offensive line or weapons that are the primary predictor of quarterback success when it comes to the Super Bowl. The top predictor is how good is your defense. Okay, we'll have more time for the Cowboys a little bit later. We have the top things we've learned about each team. Now, I previewed this and I just picked out the 12 most interesting. Number one, Brian, for the New York Giants. Worries for Kenny Golladay.
Yeah.
It's possible the 2021 troubles have followed him into 2022, even though he has a new coaching staff and new offense. The former Lion, 37 catches for 521 last year. He got a four-year deal worth $72 million to come over from Detroit going into last year. And he caught one of his three targets for 6 yards in the Giants' first preseason game. So part of this is really laughing at the misfortune of the Giants. They just cannot get this rebuild done. And I think all their like team building acumen walked out the door with Tom Coughlin. And I know you hate him, Brian, but they can't do jack squat right since that man left.
No, and Tom did a really good job, and he had a good plan for his teams and how the team needed to be built and all that. They've really struggled with their skilled guys, though. That's the thing about it is they've struggled with, you know, with Dave Gettleman and all. It was the offensive lineman. They spent a lot of money on that. They tried to get wide receivers through free agency. They tried to draft wide receivers through that and trying to make things different. I'm really surprised, though, with the new head coach, the new offensive coordinator, that he's struggling early in camp. I shouldn't say it's not early in camp, but it's early in the preseason games and stuff. Maybe there's, you know, sometimes you get with people. And I was listening to you guys talk about CeeDee Lamb and Dak Prescott. I really do believe a different offensive coordinator would help both of those guys. I really do. And I kind of thought the same thing about with when you look at the Giants and some of their players and their skilled guys.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes that coordinator makes such a huge difference in how they feature you, how they use you, where they put you. We don't worry at all about what's going on with Dan Quinn and those guys on the defense, because you could put Michael Parsons at defensive end and he's going to get double-digit sacks. But then on the other side of it, you're saying, well, what has Kellen Moore done to help Dak Prescott? What has he done to help CeeDee Lamb? What has he done to help Michael Gallup? What has he done to help the offensive line? Mm-hmm. You know, those are the things I think are the biggest problems. We look at these players, we focus on them and their problems. And you have to look at the coaching, I think, in a lot of this.
Yeah, like, I mean, it wasn't just Golladay for the Giants
player. It might be the player there. Yeah. But I'm just saying, I was listening to you guys talk about it, and I'm sitting there thinking, you know, the thing that I think would help Dak the absolute most is maybe not having Kellen Moore call plays for
him. I would love that. Yeah.
Yeah, it would help a lot of different people. And my favorite stat of last year about Golladay was that 7 offensive linemen scored more touchdowns than him last season.
Oh, my goodness.
That's because he put up a big fat goose egg last year. Yeah. Not a single Giants wide receiver found the end zone last year.
But that's Jason Garrett administration
right there. Right, right.
Yeah, they were completely inept. They're the lowest scoring offense in football.
And, you know, Judge, you know, look at, you know, Joe Judge now coaching. You read what's going on in New England right now. That whole thing with that thing is an absolute mess with their offensive coordinator part of there.
You know? Weird things happen in the NFL every day, don't they? And there's two perfect examples of it. On to the Eagles, CBSSports.com's one thing we learned about each team. They say their dogs are all right. When you're looking at the Georgia defensive tackle, Jordan Davis, and linebacker, Nakobe Dean, they both had really good debuts. And it's going to be tough. The Eagles are better. I don't think the Giants are better. But the Eagles are.
They're better coached.
Yeah.
They're better coached.
Their roster's better. Anybody who looks at the Eagles roster and says that it's not better than the Cowboys.
Yeah.
They're not better.
You're lying to yourself. That's it. It's one position.
Yeah. But it might be it's
the most important position. Yeah. I agree with you.
Yeah.
But it's one out of 53.
You have to force him to make plays.
Sure. But they've got a better line. They got a better defensive line. They've got better receivers. I mean, they're better.
Okay, let's go to Washington. What's going down with them? Because that's another one of those teams whose overall roster is as good or maybe better than the Cowboys. And the takeaway for them, Sam Howell has legitimate potential. Could they have found their quarterback in the most unlikely of spots? The UNC product, Sam Howell, had NFL teams rechecking their draft notes this week, and he went 9 of 16 for 145 yards and rushed for 19 yards and two touchdowns. He looked rather accurate throwing the football, but also was a serious threat on the ground. Down 14 points in the fourth, Howell scored 15 unanswered, put Washington in the lead before Carolina kicked a game-winning field goal. Sam Howell the third there as Washington's guy.
Throws a pretty deep ball.
Yeah. Dude, he led the all quarterbacks in week one of the preseason from an air yards per attempt standpoint.
He
this
can
dude
throw
was,
the deep ball.
He that was gets throwing
you,
it around.
That gets you on the radar, right? But as we've seen with Cooper Rush, any one game or preseason dominance doesn't necessarily mean anything, but they're looking for signs of life there in Washington, and how was the latest?
The funny thing about it was, and I was laughing about me going back and looking at notes because I did my top 56, and I did it on the website for 105.3 The Fan, and I had Sam Howell as my 41st best player. I said this about the guy. I said, love the way he competes. He never gives up on a play. Surprising that what happened to him. Him and Darren Kennard were the two guys to guard from the Kentucky that I had in my top 56 that didn't get selected. And I was wondering what was wrong with Hal. I really, really was wondering what was wrong with that player. But if you watch him play, he came into the season as one of the top-rated quarterbacks, and then it just fell apart for him, though. Things started to fall apart for him. The North Carolina team was just kind of hovering around 500. Kid's got some talent. There's no question about it as a player, though. And, you know, like I say, the thing you have to like about him is how competitive he really, really is.
With the Niners, they say Trey Lance appears ready. He did play two drives. He led them to 10 points, though, including the big 76-yard bomb to Danny Gray, which he took to the house. If Trey Lance is good to go, I think the NFC is going to be a 49ers season again. If Trey, especially well, see, this guy can make some plays with his legs, he can throw the deep ball. They're going to win the line of scrimmage. Why not?
Yeah, and like they play in that division, we'll see. You know, again, the Seahawks. We'll see how that all turns out. The Seahawks drafted better, but you still got the Rams and you still got Arizona. You have to kind of deal with there. So okay. We'll see if he can pull that out.
Let's go to Arizona, where the takeaway is Andy Isabella is raising his trade stock. I remember you guys talking about him a couple of years back. But he's having a hell of a preseason. The young slot wideout caught one pass all year in 2021, but he caught four for 57 yards in week one of the preseason. So
little UMass kid.
Yeah, he's wanting a little change of scenery. I don't think he's a fit for the Cowboys, right, because he's a pure slot. They want wide receiver flexibility.
They would like the ability to have a guy that can play all three spots.
But if they're going to be without DeAndre Hopkins for the first few games of the season, I don't know if you can really afford to let that dude go.
No, that's true. And Marquise Brown, he's been dealing with some issues as well. So they're going to need some receiver help for the early portion of the season.
Okay, let's go to Atlanta. Have you guys heard the Jared Bernhardt story yet? Proper legend.
He made an appearance in TD Tuesday earlier. I remember that.
That's right. Okay. They say we could talk about Mariota or Desmond Ridder here, but Falcons undrafted wide receiver Jared Bernhardt caught a game-winning touchdown, which is just another feather in his athletic cap. Bernhardt's a former Maryland lacrosse star and the 2021 Tewartin Award winner, which is given to the best player in college lacrosse. This guy was dominating college lacrosse last year. He's the best player.
He's a lax bro turned NFL superstar, preseason superstar.
Sounds like Chris Hogan.
I think I'd be heading for lacrosse if I was this good. I think I'd rather be like the best player in an MVP candidate than trying to make an NFL roster.
There's no money in lacrosse.
I was going to say, really? what's the top dollar you can make in lacrosse? And no. Walchuk's shaking his head like, no, I've already tried this route. I was
such a good lax bro. And
probably like indoor hockey type of money or indoor soccer type of money.
Yeah, you're probably better off getting the minimum in the NFL, and I think you're making more.
Okay, not only was Bernhardt a lacrosse legend, but after winning the 2021 award for the best lacrosse player at Maryland, he transferred to Ferris State to play football and led the program to an undefeated record and their first Division II national championship as a quarterback. Now he's caught a game-winning touchdown in the NFL. I guess, that's a story to put on your radar there with this Jared Bernhardt, Brian. Did you scout this guy, Mr. Lacrosse?
No, I did not scout this guy. So sometimes you find these guys. They show up. I mean, lacrosse players are extremely tough. They're athletic. now. So I it doesn't surprise me at all that maybe you can find a guy like that.
Okay, we go to Buffalo, where the takeaway is Matt Areza is a stud.
Dude, punt god.
Yep, punt god.
San Diego State.
Gosh, that dude.
82-yard booner.
Yeah, 82-yard punt. And not that the Bills do much punting, but when they do...
They might be excited about it.
They'll be a little bit more fired up.
Josh,
I'm surprised
that... don't get that fourth. We want to see Areza.
The biggest surprise about punt god being a Buffalo Bill is that, like, I can't believe Pete Carroll didn't draft him in, like, the first round.
Because no one loves a punt
more than Pete Carroll.
Well, this guy's quite a beast, and he's pulled off the first 80-yard punt since 2015. Only one has traveled that long over the last decade in the entire NFL, so it'll definitely be something to spruce up the special teams reel for your highlight shows. Dax Hill's already a starter with the Bengals. I know he was a player a lot of Cowboys wanted. He ended up going a couple of picks after the Cowboys selection of Tyler Smith, Dax Hill, the safety with the Bengals. With the Texans, Damian Pierce, no longer a secret. Rookie running back out of Florida, electric in his first NFL action. 5 carries for 49 yards, dangerously shifty in the backfield, and was literally throwing grown men around in pass pro. Looks like this guy could be a baller there, Damian Pierce, down there with the Houston Texans.
What round was he drafted in, did it say?
I don't know.
What, maybe he was undrafted?
Well, he started over Malik Davis.
That's what I'm saying, because Malik Davis, when you watch the tape of him, it was more him than it was Davis. But they had a pretty good rotation of backs, yeah, there, but he was the starter there.
Pierce, fourth rounder. He's a big boy.
There you go, man. You can find these guys in the fourth round, no problem.
All right, there you have it. Some takeaways from preseason week one in the NFL. It is time now to head over to Zach Woolchuck. Wooly Bully's top 10 at 420 is coming up next. And where are we headed with that, sir?
Last night we had the finale of Better Call Saul. What'd you think? 877-881-1053. We got the top 10 best TV shows of all time. What's your... And do we already have a quarterback controversy with this division rival? We'll talk about that next on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores. Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back, Nation. Time for Wolchuk and his Top 10 at 420. It's brought to you by the Frankels. If you're hurt in an accident and it's not your fault, call the Frankels. 214-333-3333. Go to truckwreck.com. Now here he is, the Wooly Bully himself.
Wooly Bully.
Wooly Bully.
Oh, Wooly Bully.
Oh, that's right.
Wooly Bully.
Thank you very much. It is the Top 10 at 420. We'll get to it in just a moment. Last night, we had the series finale of Better Call Saul. I will not be giving any spoilers.
No spoilers.
Eric, you have not finished it. Broadus, I don't believe you have either. I know our buddy Tim Collins, our assistant program director, has not. And I'm sure some listeners out there have not yet finished it. I highly recommend it. It was fantastic. 877-881-1053 leads me to the question and today's top 10, the top 10 best TV shows of all time. What's your favorite? I put this question on our G-Bag Nation Facebook and on Twitter. Got a lot of reaction, but before we slide into that, seen a lot of people tweeting in, texting in, asking about Cameron Dicker, Dicker the Kicker, the former Texas Longhorn who was just cut by the LA Rams. Broadus, I know we both know that, Dicker was working as a punter.
He was.
With the Rams. Now, he did both punt and kick at the University of Texas.
He did.
I personally did not think he was a very good punter.
True.
Now, the Rams.
He was Dicker the kicker for a reason,
yeah,
not Dicker the punter.
I'm Dicker the punter.
Sorry, if you're Dicker the kicker, what would you be the punter?
It doesn't make sense.
Hunter.
Hunter the punter.
Hunter the puncher.
Okay,
yeah,
I was just wondering.
That was quick. That was good job.
It was. He's thought about this
save,
one.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think about these things often.
Yeah, he does. It's really what he does at night, and that's why I love him. But for Cam Dicker, I don't know. I mean, if you're the Cowboys, I think you should exhaust all your options. You might as well bring him in if you liked him and see what he can do for you. I don't know if he's an upgrade over Lerum or Brett, but maybe we can reach out and see if the Cowboys liked him at all coming out of the draft. He went undrafted for a reason. I don't know if there were a ton of teams that maybe they didn't like his range, maybe they didn't like his accuracy, but I'm not sure if that's somebody the Cowboys would actually be interested in or not.
Well, he's an exciting name, a local name.
Big
you
name.
Know,
definitely an exciting name.
If you're going to hire a Lahu, you know,
or a Maher.
Yeah,
Meyerowicz.
And you were just bringing in five different guys last year and settled on a guy in Maher who's, you know, definitely not the long-term answer. Shoot, yeah, we got to make this happen. It is a little unconcerning that he was in L.A. Punting.
Mm-hmm.
But they do have a good kicker, right? So there's kind of an excuse for that. I don't know.
I don't know either. The other quick NFL news that I wanted to hit on, Brian Daboll saying that Tyrod Taylor, he's going to get some first-team reps in the preseason for the Giants. Now, he's still making it clear that Daniel Jones is the starter. But, gentlemen, are we thinking that maybe they're setting this up already for if Daniel Jones doesn't look very good? And to your point, Brian,
I'm just kind of hopeful that they would. Well, I mean, if you're a Cowboy fan, you don't want him to trade for Jimmy Garoppolo.
No, but I know you don't like Tyrod Taylor, but he did lead the Bills to the playoffs a couple of years ago.
Sure he did.
Like, he's capable of navigating you to at least an okay season. And if you just want to try and trend in a better direction, he might be an upgrade over a turnover-prone Daniel Jones.
Yeah, and like I say, I haven't had the opportunity to sit down and watch. The fact that Brian's even talking about giving him reps, that tells me right there that Daniel Jones hasn't been doing a very good job. And they're not married to him. I if I'm the Giants, I just do not want to start my administration or my campaign with losing football. And if I determine that I'm not going to put it in Tyrod Taylor's hands. If I could go out and get a Jimmy Garoppolo, you know, San Francisco probably would give them to you. You just got to make them somewhat of a good offer. I'm not saying you have to blow them away. I just think that they would probably take something to move on. And you got to be able to take the salary on. And, you know, that's kind of been a problem a little bit for the Giants with all the money that they've spent.
Sure.
But if I'm going out, I'm not putting it in Tyrod Taylor's hands. I'm going to go out and try and win games with a guy I think I can win games with. And Jimmy Garoppolo has proven that he can win games.
It's true. Yeah, he certainly has.
I don't want this to be a thing where we once again you get beat down and you're 5-12 again. You know, and everybody's looking at, oh, here we go again.
Well, I do want that. But no, that's only because we're rooting for the Cowboys,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely. If you're a Giants fan, you do not want to have to go through all that again. They had 2 top 10 picks last year, you know. And so they hit
on both of them,
They look like they're going to be just fine. But
you need another top 5 pick though. You need a quarterback. And winning games this year, that's where the GM has to step in and say, "Listen, I know what the league's saying about tanking. We're not tanking. But we need bad quarterback play here because neither one of these guys is leading us out of this.
Well, if you want the bad quarterback play, just go ahead and play Daniel Jones then.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, we're fine. Yeah. Who's better? I don't know.
Don't tell me about Tyrod Taylor getting any reps. If you're interested in going out and getting the Ohio State kid or trying to get the Alabama kid or whoever you've determined the best quarterback is,
yeah,
then just go ahead and play Daniel Jones because he'll lose games for you.
But I agree. I think the fact that they're even giving him first-team reps, that's an indication right there.
Yeah.
They're going
to
pull.
Or they're trying to push the kid.
One of the two, but it ain't good for Daniel Jones.
They've missed on so many linemen. They can't find a wide receiver, whoever it is. I mean, who's better out of the two? I don't know. I really don't. I don't know why you'd go to Taylor. If you have Jones on the roster, you still think there's some sort of an upside with a new coordinator. I'd want to see what is there, and maybe we can play our way out of needing to draft one.
Right.
But I know Taylor. I've seen him in 4 different environments. I know he's not the kind of franchise quarterback that you're going to marry. He's just a bridge.
All right, let's slide into the top 10. The top 10 best TV shows of all time in honor of Better Call Saul on AMC.
Breaking Bad, number 1.
I think so, too. Breaking Bad is my favorite show of all time.
It's worth watching.
It is, absolutely.
Okay.
First season, bit of a slow burn, a lot of character development.
That's what happened. I bailed out first season. I was like, I'm done.
And I get it.
That was years ago, though.
I've talked to a lot of people that have said the same thing.
Since then, yeah.
But if you get through season 1 of Breaking Bad, you're just in for a fantastic ride.
Okay.
Because it just puts on, it's stacking gold on top of gold every single season.
And Better Call Saul was the same way. I haven't watched this last season yet, but it was a very slow burn to start.
It took about 3 seasons to get good.
Yeah, and it's become very, very special. Yes. And I wish I had watched this last season in real time because this felt like sort of a cultural, one of those things where you can go back and watch shows, but there is something special about watching it in real time. And I was bummed that I couldn't participate in all the Twitter conversation last night that was going on because I haven't seen it yet. So I'm having to avoid it. And I'm like, dang, I wish I could wrap my arms around this and be experiencing it in real time.
Let me ask you this, Wolchuk. I don't need a lot of spoilers, but the thing that turned me off was he was always so pathetically trying to rekindle that love with the gal that didn't love him. You know, she had him in the friend zone, and I'm like, this guy's pathetic. Like 2 seasons in, I had to bail because
Ken
of that
Wexler.
Relationship there. Did he make her his or kick her to the curb?
There's mutual love.
Oh, there's mutual love. Okay.
It's mutual.
He earned her respect.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
You end up loving Kim Wexler, right?
Kim
Wexler's a beast.
He way outkicked his coverage. Yeah. We'll put it that way.
Nice job.
Bobby Belt style.
Yeah, absolutely. We're getting love for Ozark on the truckwreck.com text line.
I thought it was outstanding.
Yes. Fantastic show. King of the Hill. Fringe. The Sopranos. Absolutely.
Yes. Amen.
Wentworth, which I've never seen.
Wentworth. That actually reminds
Wentworth
me.
Chevy.
Wentworth. Wentworth Miller, I believe, was the lead in Prison Break. And hello,
that was a good show,
dude. The first season of Prison Break,
amazing.
I would put against any individual season of any show ever. That show kicked ass.
I loved Prison Break. I'm with you. Psych and White Collar are getting texted in. Moon Knight was fantastic from the 903. Some of my other favorites. Of course, we got love for Yellowstone, Game of Thrones.
Yep.
MASH is getting texted.
There you go.
We had some MASH on the Facebook as well.
Sure.
Suits got some love on Twitter when I asked people about this.
That looks like an interesting show because I've seen clips of that, and it looks like it's a pretty intense show with the characters in that. Have you seen that?
I think it's a comedy.
Suits?
Suits, yeah.
It doesn't appear to be a comedy when I'm watching.
Really?
No, it's like this guy who's kind of a hard-ass business guy.
Yeah. They're lawyers.
Yeah, but they're always like, he's always like.
Maybe I'm thinking about Psych.
You're probably thinking.
And maybe Psych was the comedy.
The clips always look intense.
Because I've never watched it.
I've never seen Suits either.
The Wire, Weeds, Ted Lasso, Severance.
Ted Lasso's good.
I loved Vikings. That's getting texted in 100%.
Ted Lasso got way too heavy, you know?
It did get heavy.
Like it's like life lesson, you know, self-improvement show. Mm-hmm. It's not necessarily the SNL Psych.
Well, they're going to finish it after the 3rd season.
Oh, are
so
they
good? You might be right.
Yeah, I think so.
They might have just run out of ideas.
The Twolos are chiming in with American Gladiators. We have Californication, Sniper, Chappelle's Show, Robot Chicken.
Nice. Rick and Morty got a lot of love on a lot of lists I was looking at.
True Detective.
Yep. That's an honorable mention on this list.
Couple of those. I'll lob out a Dexter for you. Yep. That show was
incredible.
I'll
lob out Sons of Anarchy. Al Volley. I loved Sons of Anarchy.
Do we have a Secession on the list?
Secession did not make the top 10.
Secession is mean.
I've heard nothing but great things about Secession. I probably need to watch it.
Yeah.
Bonanza.
Peaky Blinders, amen. Broadus and I love Peaky Blinders.
Love Peaky Blinders.
That just got Texans, South Park, 100%.
Yeah, Arrested Development.
Yes, Arrested Development's classic.
Jeez, The Office.
The Office is an honorable mention, just missed the top 10. So did Friends, by the way, was honorable mention. Didn't make the top 10. I know Eric would be happy.
Deservedly so.
Number 10 on the top 10 best TV shows of all time, we've got The Twilight Zone.
Yes!
Oh, I love that.
I'm still watching that joint.
Yep.
If I can't find anything to watch, I'll go to Netflix. Oh, it's on Paramount.
Paramount Plus.
I'll go to Paramount and just watch it.
Number 9, Sherlock, which was a BBC show.
Huh.
Fantastic. And if you guys have not seen Sherlock, you should go back and
watch
it. I like
the recent Sherlock movies.
These are better than the movies. And each episode is kind of like a mini movie. There are only 3 episodes a season, I think, because each one's like an hour and a half long. Robert Downey was the movies, but these are Benedict Cumberbatch.
Oh.
And I think it's Martin Freeman. They're fantastic together.
It's Morgan.
It's not. Morgan's the other guy.
It's Morgan.
No, I think she falls right here.
Yeah. Martin's the dude that's in Sherlock.
Here I am.
Number 8 is... Morgan's actually God. Number 8 is The Sopranos, which I watched when I had COVID a couple years ago.
It's Mount Rushmore, bro.
Incredible.
Yeah, that's really good.
Come on.
It's incredible.
There's no way it's not good.
Number 7, Rick and Morty.
Wow.
People are loving Rick and Morty, dude.
Might need to check that out. Oh, you know what? I need to throw out The League. The League is one of the greatest shows in football history.
I loved The League and I loved Entourage when it was on HBO. Both of them were great.
Turtle.
Number 6, we've got Game of Thrones.
Can't fight you on that.
Never seen it.
Number 5, this is an anime. They got a lot of love. Avatar, The Last Airbender.
Man, my little brothers were all over that show.
Yeah, people say it's one of the greatest shows ever made.
Yeah, people love that.
Cartoon.
Missing out.
It is, but people love it. Number 4, we've got The Wire.
Are they looking for some mineral called unobtainium?
I never watched it.
Yeah,
it's an awful name, I think.
Yeah.
Unobtainium.
Unobtainium.
Yeah. I feel like that was the first name they came up with. They should have came back
it's
and
unobtainium.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. Number 4, we got The Wire class. I mean, HBO was just pumping out gold for a while.
They had the formula. They're the best in the business at this stuff.
HBO is going to have the top 3 out of the top 4 shows. Number 3, we've got Chernobyl. There's a miniseries they did that you can still watch on HBO Max. If you haven't seen it, I'd recommend it. Chernobyl was fantastic. Even though it stars all British actors, which is a little bit weird because it's in Russia.
Aren't all shows damn near all British actors?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, it's one of the most amazing things in the world when the actor starts talking in their real accents and you're like, wait, what?
Yeah. You're not?
What?
You're not British or you're not from Russian?
You're not from Kentucky?
Wait, you're not American?
Yeah, what's the deal?
Number 2 is Band of Brothers.
Oh, that's gold right there.
Incredible.
Yeah, around 2009, 2010 or something like that. Miniseries more, but it was incredible.
But number 1 has voted the greatest show of all time.
The League.
Breaking Bad.
Bam. That's close.
It should be.
It's done it again. At the top of another ranking, the greatest shows ever. Typically, those shows end horribly or they turn weird and artsy like Sopranos did. Both of those things right there at the end that left me a little bit disappointed. Breaking Bad, it never stopped being thrilling and, you know, giving you plot twists and turns to, you know, make your jaw drop. Great stuff. Thank you, Woolchuck. Top 10 at 4:20 every afternoon. It's time to go around the NFL. Top stories from pro football coming up next here on The Fan.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Okay, thanks, Lucius. We're having some fun coming up at 5 o'clock. Chia follows. Did this really happen? Okay, that's at 5 o'clock. It's time to go around the NFL right here, brought to you by Metter Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Last week, I got first down. Last week, Aaron Rodgers was singing the praises of his young wide receivers. That has come to an end. As for the first time since losing Devontae Adams, the Packers are not happy. With the receivers, Aaron Rodgers leading the way. The young guys, especially young receivers, we've got to be way more consistent. A lot of drops, a lot of bad route decisions, running the wrong route. We've got to be better in that area. His tolerance with the guys like Romeo Dubs says it's coming up. The regular season is. We're only going to play our best guys when the season starts, and whoever those guys are going to get the reps. I don't know. I think we can frame this, gentleman, as another reason to believe the NFC is down. Tampa lost Gronk and Jensen. The Packers don't have good wide receivers. I don't think Aaron Rodgers can make these guys good. The Rams, of course, have lost a couple of players from the championship team. And, you know, the 49ers are rolling with Trey Lance. Here's the Packers struggling with their wide receivers. Okay, Eric Chiafalo has second down.
All right, we stay in Green Bay where Aaron Rodgers right now is at his locker and he's addressing the media, and they're all marveling at the Hall of Fame bust that is sitting in his locker, and it is a bust, of course, of the great Nicolas Cage.
He's channeling.
So he wow. Shows up as Nicolas Cage's character in the movie Con Air at the start of training camp a few weeks ago, and now somebody has apparently gifted him a bust of Nicolas Cage, and he has it sitting very appropriately there for all to see on display at his locker. So that's what Aaron Rodgers is up to. Now, the Packers are doing something a little bit interesting here. Apparently, their head coach, Matt LaFleur, was you see the picture there?
I just brought up the video. I'm sorry.
You're good.
I think he's going to leave it up there all year.
I think so. It'll be kind of a good luck charm. Maybe he'll rub it or kiss it before he heads out to the field or whatever.
I think that's the same shelf that Broadus would drop Brett Favre's Vicodin onto.
Yeah, there was a locker space. If you look above a nameplate, is it below his nameplate or above?
It's below.
Okay. Above the nameplates where the shoes sit, and then you put the Vicodin up there.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay, nice.
Or you put the cup of beer next to the Vicodin in the Gatorade cup.
Yeah, people don't even realize it, but you can put your Vicodin just about anywhere.
Yeah.
So we have we have a new jugs on a TD Tuesday.
Excuse
now
me?
This is one of the most interesting nuances that the NFL is busting out right now, and the Packers are the first to get on board. Apparently, their head coach, Matt LaFleur, has been very displeased with their old-school jugs machines the first couple of weeks of training camp.
Looking kind of saggy over there?
Yeah, there was a droopy situation. They didn't work like they used to. There are a lot of miles on those jugs. And so now they have partnered
with
this.
Wore out jugs, right?
Yeah, exactly. They have partnered with Monarch Sport. The first ever team to do it, and it is basically a jugs machine on steroids. Like, you haven't seen jugs like this since we were watching that girl at volleyball.
It's at the Rudder Room.
At the Rudder Room. Exactly.
Again, speak for yourself.
Those stood the test of time.
And other than Walchuk, he gets to see a great pair every time he takes his shirt off. So we have a jugs machine on steroids. This is a full-on robot. Like, this thing is next level. You can tell it's new age, and it is computer-generated. And basically, it can do all sorts of different types of things in terms of it can simulate punting, kicking, and then specific quarterbacks. It can specify. You're a DB on the jugs machine, and you're playing Kirk Cousins this week. You can put it on the Kirk Cousins setting, and you're getting, like, Kirk Cousins balls sent at you, allegedly.
Wow.
So the way they say it's
a little weird.
Hyper-intelligent robotic quarterback, a 300-pound machine that can shoot 6 footballs in 9 seconds at 80 miles per hour and up to 100 yards, can track and study the speed and quickness of a receiver, can know the route and hit the target in stride, and can launch punts to the roof of an indoor practice facility and triple a player's typical special teams reps, which is how efficient this thing is. So revolutionary combination of machine and data. Monarch hopes to change the way football and the way they practice, basically. So you put it on robotic mode, and that's what's garnering all the attention. Receivers wear what are called Monarch pulse tags, small monitors worn on a player's hip that track the receiver's speed, location, drive out of the break. You pre-select the route and ball placement, and a series of algorithms allow the seeker to hit the receiver in stride.
Wow.
So pretty ridiculous out there. We'll see if it works. It's like a one-month trial, allegedly, between the Packers and this company.
It's the future of the game. You know, nothing against human quarterbacks, but we can't find more than 12 of them at a time. You know, alternate league with all Jugs quarterbacks. That'd be kind of fun, wouldn't it? They'll learn the receivers. They'll hit you in stride.
You're damn right they will.
Dak can't do that.
Oh.
These guys are the future. Here's Wolchuk with third down.
All right, Jeff Okuda, SGP, local product, who has struggled a little bit with the Detroit Lions. Actually had a pretty good preseason opener, according to head coach Dan Campbell. Ended up playing 18 snaps, only allowed one catch, and was responsible for three tackles. Dan Campbell was very pleased. He used the word encourage. He said, quote, I was like, okay, this is pretty good. Just to see him get up there, press a little bit, challenge, and then, man, he's getting involved in some of these tackles. I would say we were encouraged. It was encouraging. So hopefully we can see the former top five overall pick, Ohio State, South Grand Prairie zone, Jeffrey Okuda, end up living up to the hype.
That would be fun. You know, it's been a little bit disappointing so far for him, but I still believe in him. Here's Broadus with third down.
Yeah, Chad Reuter of the NFL.com group, he gave grades to the rookie players in each game, and he singled out Jake Ferguson of the Dallas Cowboys in the Denver-Dallas game. He only gave four A grades to these rookies, and Ferguson got one of those. So he was talking about the fourth round pick was used throughout the first half as an inline blocker, keeping linebackers at bay in pass pro by dropping his hips, moving his feet, and extending his arms. Ferguson also attacked defenders in the running game, typically from the line, but also as a move blocker from the H-back position. I saw the All-22 this morning, and he's absolutely right about that. Felt like that the tight ends did a pretty good job with that when it came to that point of attack blocking, which is something they've struggled with throughout these campaigns.
Well, sounds like a good time to be picking up that phone and trying to trade one Dalton Schultz. You know what I'm saying? Yeah? Move away from him?
Wouldn't be
opposed. Is Ferguson that good?
Save some money.
I'll tell you what, well, they like we've talked about, I believe Ferguson is one of those guys that the learning curve for him, I think, is going to be really small.
Yeah.
Because he has a feel. You watch him play at Wisconsin, and they're not a very dynamic offense, but you watch how they used him and his ability to find space. Mm-hmm. Things like that. I think he's the next guy you're going to have.
All right, sounds great. I think it is time now for a segment called Did This Really Happen? A very promising one with Eric Chiafalo. Then we'll hit the expressway coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. Get you a reset of that G-Bag of the Day, LA Live, and all that coming up next here. Don't go anywhere on the Fan.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.